WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Andy Field. The Biden administration defending Israel's military operation in northern Gaza as Israeli troops move deeper into Palestinian territory. Aid groups say the largest convoy of food medical supplies to arrive in Gaza since the war still fell short of what they need. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
We had 45 or so get in yesterday. We're hoping that we can get some more in today. But obviously, even with the increase, it's going to take time to make up the difference. And we know there's an awful lot that needs to happen to accelerate and to increase that flow of aid.
The House plans to vote this week on a standalone bill that would give Israel $14 billion in aid, but nothing for Ukraine. The White House says it needs Congress to pass aid for both wars. President Biden applauding what he calls a landmark agreement between striking auto workers and General Motors. This is ABC News. Colorado received a lot of snow last weekend to help kick off the ski season.
When you tell hardcore skiers and boarders that the lifts will be running, they come, sometimes in costume.
Just hoping that winter stays winter right now.
Arapahoe Basin once again this year getting the title of the first ski resort to open in Colorado for the season, and the skiers are arriving. In fact, full season ski passes are already sold out.
We made some pancakes this morning, and we're stoked.
It's thanks to real snow that fell over the weekend, and yes, man-made snow from the snowmaking machines. Right now, not all runs are open. Other resorts like Vail and Breckenridge open next month. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The makers of fruit puree pouches recalling the product because of elevated lead levels. FDA advising parents and caregivers not to give children Wanna-Banana apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches. North Carolina health officials found extremely high concentrations of lead in some of their product samples. Andy Field, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature remain far apart on boosting Wisconsin's economy and dealing with the state's child care crisis. Republicans are proposing wide-ranging tax cuts and child care deregulation. The Democratic governor says that's not what child care centers need.
I'd like to see them sit in a room with six babies with one person. Come on.
Evers appeared on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. 60 hospitals in Wisconsin say they lost money last year. The price of supplies and services have climbed more than 26% since 2019. Salaries and fringe benefits have gone up by almost 14%. Medicare and Medicaid payments make up more than half of a hospital's income, but the industry says reimbursement rates fall short. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
A Packer gets a new contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Green Bay Packers have re-signed linebacker Rashawn Gary to a new four-year contract worth $96 million in new money. The deal comes in the middle of a four-game losing streak for the team.
So, man, I'm just hungry, man. Every loss that we had this season just made me hungrier.
The Packers losing to the Vikings yesterday 24-10. Minnesota head coach Kevin O'Connell with an update today on quarterback Kirk Cousins.
All right, I'm sure you guys saw the statement the organization just put out. But we did learn that Kirk suffered an Achilles tendon tear yesterday up at Lambeau Field.
Matt LaFleur worked with Cousins when he was a rookie at Washington.
I saw him after the game and wished him well, and he was in surprisingly pretty good spirits, probably a lot better than I would have been. But that, I think that just tells you what kind of guy he is, and he's a resilient dude, and I just wish him a speedy recovery.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 26. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, 38. Cloudy, lows around 20 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Good evening, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. Welcome to your Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. at WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM. And folks, you know, we have been on the air now quite a while trying to talk about democracy in Wisconsin and how to keep moving forward. And, you know, I think a lot of times people wonder whether there's any progress being made. And so tonight I am very, very honored and privileged to have with me Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls. Hello, Pastor.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. So Pastor Lewis has been a guest before. And for the new listeners, Pastor, how about just sort of, what is Souls to the Polls? What's your mission?
Well, you know, we in 2010, we started an organization called Pastors United. So we have about 400 faith leaders working together in advocacy. And there were some initiatives that we wanted to accomplish during the time that we were in existence. And one of them was civic engagement. So we had met with Barack Obama's lead advisor. What was her name? I can't remember her name. Wow, that's crazy. What was the lady's name? What was her name? Oh, anyway, we met with her, and she said, you know, you can vote on Sundays. And we said, wow, man, Souls to the Polls. Yeah, that's what we'll do on Sundays. And we started really working to really do early voting on Sundays, Souls to the Polls. We when, where, why, what, how, everything voting. We're the information hub in this town for getting out the vote. We are proud to say that, you know, people depend on us for information. And we certainly try to deliver, and that's what we do. We're nonpartisan, 501c3, so you know we can't really push candidates, advocate for anybody, but we certainly do urge folks to get out and express themselves and engage civically in our community.
So I realize that you are nonpartisan and Souls to the Polls, and you're focused primarily in the Milwaukee area, but you've done a lot of work around the state as well, right?
No, we're Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin now. I mean, so, you know, we organize all over the state, you know, especially right. Green Bay, Appleton, Kenosha, Racine, the Beloit area. All these areas where you might find folks who have lots of folks who are willing to let people knock on their doors and urge them to vote. So we're Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. I know you see Souls to the Polls, Milwaukee on my screen here. That's an old screen, but we're now Souls to the Polls, officially Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin.
So there've been a lot of discussion in Madison about democracy, about, you know, and threats of impeachment. And how does Souls to the Polls see these issues at this time in Wisconsin history?
Well, you know, I've always said that, you know, the politics now are just nasty and vulgar. I mean, it's really a bad time and place in America. In Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, it's a bad time because we have people in power who really don't sit in these seats of power to help people who voted them into office. You know, I kind of call it, you know, it's a scorched earth politics. They'll just do anything, burn up anything, destroy anything just to keep power. And that means it affects the people who they have promised to serve. And most of those people right now, unfortunately, are voting against their own self-interest. I mean, why would you want to support a person that doesn't look out for your interest? That just doesn't make sense. So, you know, that's how we feel about that. You know, it's not, you know, a party for me. It's what's right and what's wrong. And what's right is what we ought to be doing. You know, as a man of the cloth, I believe in righteousness. I believe in correctness. I believe in proper etiquette, even in politics. I believe that we should work to help one another and build up the whole body here. But we have a legislation now that really only supports themselves. They don't look out for the people at all. And that just doesn't make sense to me. And we ought to, you know, vote to make sure that we put folks in office who look out for our interests instead of just voting folks in office just because. That's just a crazy, crazy way of running a democracy, voting for folks just because. People ought to, you know, we ought to command folks to look out for our interests, and we ought to demand that they do it and not look out for themselves. And that's basically where we come from with our Souls to the Polls agenda.
You know, there's been talk by some people in Madison and threats to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who was just elected to the, or recently elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, she won by 11 points, which was, a huge margin statewide. What discussion has Souls to the Polls had about, you know, the fact that she's being attacked or being impeached? How do you see that as a threat to democracy or to an independent judiciary? How did, you know, what's the discussion with, you know, amongst the members of Souls to the Polls?
Well, you know, it's like we're living what some folks would call a dictatorship. You know, we voted for a Supreme Court justice. She ought to be able to serve her term in office until it's over. I mean, that just makes sense. I mean, why? See, it really doesn't make sense. And, you know, just to put it on a real basic level, it's just dumb. It's stupid. You know, it's almost like when people come to our community and say, you know, we're cheating. We're trying to vote. We're cheating. I'm like, hey, man, we can't even get people to vote. How are we going to get them to cheat? So that's just crazy. So this lady is willing to vote for fair maps. Now, how do you have an argument when you say, well, we don't want you to vote for fair maps? That's just nuts. That's just crazy. That doesn't make sense. That's just dumb. I mean, it's idiotic. And people who support those types of behaviors ought to really consider, you know, reevaluating, you know, what they're really supporting. I mean, it's just not making sense. I mean, you're a lawyer. You know, you have to be rational and reasonable every day. I mean, it shouldn't make sense to folks who are rational and reasonable. It just doesn't make sense. There's no reason for her to even have to worry about being impeached. She's done nothing wrong. The only thing she has done is been a fighter for what is right. Now, why do you want to impeach someone who's a fighter for what is right? That's all that's how we feel about that situation. It's enormously idiotic and stupid. I mean, you know, but most of the things that happen now in our government are just that way. That's why people are so sick of it. I'm like, you know, people are just sick of it. It's not just Black folks. It's not just brown folks. It's not just poor folks. It's all folks. It's a real, real desire for people to have somebody in our system of government who is going to be reasonable, who is going to be for real, who is going to do the right thing. And these people know when things are being done right. And I'll tell you something. These people have clocked out. They say, man, I don't even want to have anything to do with it. I don't even want to vote. I'm registered to vote, but I'm not even voting because none of them make sense to me. We're in a terrible place right now, Mark, and it saddens me to have to say that, but you know, but we still have to do our job, man. We still got to get people to come out here. You have to take the bull by the horns, and you have to prove that you matter, and you do that by voting. You know, I tell folks, I say, man, you say your vote don't count. Your vote doesn't count? Why are so many people trying to make sure that you don't vote? That just doesn't make sense. So we have to make sure that we convince these folks that, hey, let's try it. Let's do it. Look, we've never been 100% of all of us going out to vote. Why don't we try that before we give up on voting? That's what I'd like to see.
For real. You know, do you think, though, that, you know, these folks that keep talking about impeaching Justice Janet, do you think that they just hope to wear people down so they don't care and that they do give up?
No, I just think that they miscalculate what they're doing. You know, they have become so confident in just doing wrong and bad things that they think they can do anything and get away with it. This is an anything and get away with it kind of situation. I mean, this is garbage, you know. I mean, see, and then you have to go out and argue with these people about this, Mark. You know, and in the Bible, it says that, you know, when you see two people arguing, you really can't tell which one is the fool. If I'm arguing with you about foolish nonsense, man, I hate this. I hate we have to go through this. I hate we have to go through this arguing with foolishness.
Well, folks, you heard it here. I am honored to have Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls with us tonight on the Paul Revere Show. We're always trying to move Wisconsin forward. We will be back on the other side of this break with more from Pastor Lewis, and, you know, focusing in on the map issue. And what does it really mean in terms of what's a fair map, and why do we have so much foolish nonsense to listen to, and how did that come from the map? So we'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness.
For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. I am honored and privileged to have with me tonight Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls. And we've been talking and about sort of the crisis in Wisconsin and how this small group of legislatures have become so confident in their ability to shut down democracy, call for the impeachment of a recently elected justice. And Pastor, you know, I sort of think that this power from these folks to not listen and to ignore an election with 11-point win, right, comes from their position that they live in a state with gerrymandered maps, unfair maps, and they just don't have to listen to the majority of people, right? I mean, is that sort of how you see it?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, that was the plan. I mean, some people plan and some people don't. Now, you see, the planners are having a good time of things. You know, those who don't plan are having to struggle. Yeah, you know, those maps are important because the population areas are so dense in some of those map circles that, you know, it's so uneven. Let me put it to you like this, that you have a large population of people in one area with one representative, and then you got a bunch of representatives in areas with not that many people. And that's how, you know, you get folks in office who can, you know, stay in office forever because you keep those maps that way. And folks just never have an opportunity to change them because there's not a fighter's chance, a puncher's chance for anybody to win besides the Republican Party, because those maps have been so skewed that, you know, Democrats don't have a chance to take back the legislature, the Senate, or the House in this state, because those maps are fixed. They're about the most fixed maps in this country.
You know, I think that's a really important point to remind people of. The maps, you know, following the 2010 census, were developed by the Republicans so that they maintain what, virtually 66% control of the Assembly and the Senate, even though they may split the statewide vote 50-50 or 51-49. You know, it's that rigged map. You know, it was so bad that a federal court originally said that the maps were unconstitutional. And it was, you know, unconstitutionally partisanship. And then the U.S. Supreme Court said, well, we're not going to touch partisan politics as a basis for new maps. But by then, Wisconsin was so locked in to this one-party control of the Assembly and the Senate. You know, and I think it's given Speaker Voss an exaggerated sense of who he is, you know, because he just talks like he can just run the state without listening to the people. And, you know, what happens, right? The people vote for Justice Janet because they say there's new maps, a chance for fair maps. She said she'll hear the discussion. You know, she didn't say what how she was going to rule on anything. And before she can even get a case, they're trying to impeach her. And now then, you know, that you know, you heard about Voss going to a couple of retired or, you know, former Supreme Court justices about the impeachment. They told them, look, there's no legal basis to impeach Justice Janet. You got to go somewhere else. And just then now they're running back and they've come up with this Senate and Assembly bill to have their own maps, to try to have a new map come in place before the court can decide what's fair, right? You've heard about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't even get upset about that anymore, attorney. I don't get upset about it. I just get upset when we don't stand up against it. That's what I get upset about. I mean, we expect those people to do what they do because they want to win. I want to win too, but I like to win the right way. They just don't care how they win. It's scorched earth politics. Scorched earth politics. People need to get a hold of that one. Scorched earth politics. Burn up everything, destroy everything to stay in power. I mean, it's just like some folks in church, you know, they think they're the only ones who go into heaven. It'd be a lonely place if you're the only one there. I mean, you know, you gotta, you know, share the world, man. You just can't have it all. I mean, share it with the rest of us. It just doesn't make sense.
So
it doesn't make sense.
Right. You know, we were talking earlier that Souls of the Polls works with other folks around the state. And there is a march coming up tomorrow, right? With SEIU members of the SEIU union, Latino leaders with, I think, VOSIS involved. And there's going to be a march at Voss's office at the Capitol, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. It's going to be the anniversary of SEIU, and they're going to be marching with other organizations in the state, and it's going to be a very good time up in the Capitol tomorrow.
And
I'm hoping it'll have some.
Here, Pastor, I'm sorry. I got a couple of seconds.
Go ahead.
The rally, 3:30 tomorrow, October 24th, State Capitol, 2 East Main Street. Get out and fight for democracy, folks. Pastor Lewis. Thank you so much for being here on the Paul Revere Show. Folks, we'll be back after the break. Thank you, Pastor.
No, you're very welcome.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The Biden administration defending Israel's military operation in northern Gaza as Israeli troops move deeper into Palestinian territory. Aid groups say the largest convoy of food and medical supplies to arrive in Gaza since the war still fell short of what they need. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
We had 45 or so get in yesterday. We're hoping that we can get some more in today, but obviously even with the increase, it's going to take time to make up the difference, and we know there's an awful lot that needs to happen to accelerate and to increase that flow of aid.
The House plans to vote this week on a standalone bill that would give Israel $14 billion in aid, but nothing for Ukraine. The White House says it needs Congress to pass aid for both wars. President Biden applauding what he calls a landmark agreement between striking auto workers and General Motors. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers called on the state Supreme Court to throw out Wisconsin's current legislative maps in a legal brief filed Monday. The state Supreme Court announced Friday that it would take up the case challenging Wisconsin's maps. Evers joined State Attorney General Josh Call in writing a brief supporting redrawing the maps. Evers added he wants the case to move swiftly and that not one election should take place under the current gerrymandered maps. The Supreme Court will hear oral argument on the case next month. Four different different hunting seasons in Wisconsin start next month. Gun deer season is the busiest. It starts November 18th. There are also hunting seasons for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otters. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters about safety and to make sure they have the proper permits. The DNR is telling non-hunters to be aware that a lot of people will be in and out of the woods in the coming weeks. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 26. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, 38. Cloudy, lows around 20 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 28.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 at WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. Your civic media station statewide. And folks, the first half of the hour, we had Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls with us, talking about the attack on the independent judiciary, the attack on Fair Maps. And I wanted to make sure y'all heard about it and look at, if you're free tomorrow, show up. There's a rally by the SEIU, by Souls of the Polls, Voces de la Frontera, and around the state, a rally in Madison, 3:30 p.m. State Capitol Building in the Rotunda, 2 East Main Street. There's a march to Speaker Voss's office to deliver signed letters opposing the recent anti-democratic actions of the legislature. And folks, I thought in this milieu, these circumstances, it would be perfect to have a friend of mine join me on the second half of the show, Joe Zarneski. He and I had the privilege of serving 6 months together on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Joe's a lifelong public servant, and only survived the Wisconsin election commissions for 6 months. And I thought, what better person to talk about the bullying going on in Wisconsin other than someone that just got bullied and run out of town for no good reason other than he wanted to serve the public. So welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So why don't you give my listeners a little bit of background on your involvement as in public service for your lifetime, and so they get a feel of how you end up with on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and how all, you know, why we're having this conversation here today, the day before there's a protest in Madison about the attack on democracy. So share it with us.
I spent my entire career in public service, and I served in the state legislature for 12 years, served 2 years in the assembly, 10 years in the state senate. After that, I went to work for the city of Milwaukee, where I worked for three different mayors, Mayor Norquist, Mayor Barrett, and Mayor Pratt. After that, I taught applied economics and political science at Milwaukee Area Technical College. And then I was elected Milwaukee County Clerk, where I served in that position for 8 years. Then I was happily retired for 2 years. And some folks talked me into running for the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. And I was elected to the county board, where I served for two more years. Then I was retired once again until Governor Evers called me and said, everyone says you're the guy to serve on the elections board. And I said, who's everyone? It was an honor to serve for 6 months. It was disappointing the way things ended. I think it was real an attack on democracy, because Wisconsin has this great history, this great tradition of having citizen boards and commissions, which make public policy, which provide the oversight function for state agencies. And we've had this, since the beginning of the progressive era here in the state of Wisconsin. And to have the Republicans in the state Senate not only reject me, but reject people to the Department of Natural Resources Board and other boards simply because they disagree with them politically is very anti-democratic. It takes democracy away from the people of this state who have a direct voice in making public policy here in the state of Wisconsin through these citizen boards and commissions. And my biggest fear when we see the legislature act this irresponsibly, I'm fearful that it's going to discourage qualified individuals from volunteering their time to serve on these boards and commissions. And quite frankly, what I hope it happens is it has the opposite effect, is it says to people, no, if the Republicans are going to do this, this is all the more reason we need to get involved. We need to be more active. We need to participate in these boards and commissions. We need to get out there and vote, because that's the only way we're going to preserve democracy. Governor Evers was elected by the people of the state of Wisconsin. The legislature knows that he is going to appoint people to these boards and commissions who share his political philosophy. That's why he was elected. So it shouldn't be a surprise that he's going to appoint people who agree with him on various issues. And the legislature shouldn't just be rejecting people because for some reason they don't like him.
I think a lot of times people forget to put it in perspective. And, we have a lot of young voters now that as adults and thinking about voting, all they have seen is dysfunction. And they've never really seen a time where government can actually work to the benefit of the people. So, you were in Madison for a long time. You worked with several governors, right?
Yes, worked with two Republican governors. When I was first elected to the assembly, Lee Dreyfus was governor. I'm showing my age now. And then we had Tony Earle. And then for the bulk of the time I was in the legislature, we had Tommy Thompson. And, we had to work together with them. And we worked Democrats and Republicans in the legislature worked together. I mean, we argued and we debated when we were on the floor, but after our debates and our disagreements on various issues, we all went out and had a beer together afterwards. And it wasn't personal. We didn't attack people. We disagreed on issues, but, you know, majority ruled and, you know, we moved on to fight again the next day.
You know, the let's talk about your experience in terms of appointees. When Republican governors like Tommy Thompson or Lee Dreyfus appointed, how did the Democrats in the Assembly and the Senate at that time respond? I mean, you were in the Assembly at that, right? And you were in the Senate. So what's changed? What do you see that has really changed in our politics?
Well, if you look at it in perspective, you know, in the 10 years I was in the Senate, I remember voting once against a gubernatorial appointee, once in 10 years. I think it was brought up on the Senate floor during the debate on my confirmation that since 1981, the Senate has rejected something like five gubernatorial appointees. Here, just in the last week, they almost doubled it. If they didn't double it, you know, rejecting the number of gubernatorial appointees. What has changed? I guess that's the question that needs to be asked. I think that the Republican Party seems to be more focused on authoritarianism than on democracy. Right now. And I think that that's a very dangerous thing, not only for the state of Wisconsin, but for our nation as a whole. We need to preserve democracy. People need to get out and vote. People need to participate in these citizen boards and commissions. You talk about the Wisconsin Elections Commission. We had prior to that, and actually when I was county clerk in Milwaukee County, we had the Government Accountability Board, which was much different. It was governed by former judges who were nonpartisan individuals. The Republicans in the legislature created the Wisconsin Elections Commission with a 3-3 divided vote. There are three Republicans and there are three Democrats. My personal opinion is that it was purposely created to accomplish nothing. I think they assumed everything would be a 3-3 vote and nothing would get done. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case. In my short term on the commission, I think I can only call one or two votes that weren't unanimous. So the Democrats and Republicans on the Elections Commission did work together. They did agree. When there were differences, they worked out a compromise. And that's the way democracy should work. But unfortunately, it appears that's not how the Republicans in the legislature want it to work.
You know, you've been around and you've seen a lot of maps developed. How do you perceive this whole concept of the gerrymandered maps, how they came about, and what's the road forward as a public servant that's been through the battles in the trenches and now thrown out by a bunch of bullies?
Well, the map situation has always been controversial. When I was in my first term in the legislature, it went to federal court and the federal court drew the maps. Now we've seen the last two times around, the Republicans have had the legislature, they've had the governorship, and they've been able to have maps that, again, favor the Republicans in elections. When you look at the last several elections, you have over 60% of the people in the state of Wisconsin voted for a Democrat for the state legislature, yet in the state assembly, of the 99 seats, the Republicans have a two-thirds majority. So I think the only way around this is we come up with a system. And again, this is something where my personal opinion has evolved. When I was in the legislature, I felt, as the Republicans in the legislature feel today, no, the legislature should be doing this. But now I think we need to look at perhaps some type of nonpartisan basis where we can have some competitive maps where people can vote and decide on who is best elected. And until we do that, we're not going to get away from these distractions that we have now with these appointments, like on the Election Commission. This is a total distraction from the upcoming election. It's just, as Governor Evers says, You know, it's insanity. It's just plain wrong. And we need to get away from that somehow.
You know, the you talk about we're facing the 2024 election, and, you know, on the maps, the Janet Protasiewicz, now Justice Janet, ran statewide, garnering 11% victory, 11-point victory. And on one of the themes was that, you know, she would address the fair maps. And then we had Voss and company use this impeachment tool. The second, the lawsuits had got filed for new maps. How do you perceive that power play and the use of impeachment of someone that just won by 11 points?
Well, I think it's another attempt to take democracy away from the people of the state of Wisconsin. As you pointed out, Justice Protasiewicz won overwhelmingly. And to take that away from the people of the state of Wisconsin when she's, you know, virtually hasn't had a chance to rule on a single case is just plain wrong. You know, she said that, you know, the maps were unfair. She didn't say they were unconstitutional. She said they were unfair, and they are unfair. And, you know, she's being penalized for being honest. And again, it's just another attempt by the Republicans in the legislature to take democracy away from the voters of the state of Wisconsin.
So as you talk to your friends, what are you hearing in terms of how people are going to respond, or what are they thinking about Voss's and this new really anti-democratic section of the Republican Party?
Well, people are frustrated. And again, my fear is that their frustration will lead them to throw up their hands, give up and say, I'm not going to vote. And again, what I urge people to do is, no, you should be doing just the opposite. This should inspire you to get out there and be active. Vote. Go to the protests. You know, make your voice heard and stand up for democracy here in Wisconsin and in the United States of America.
So, folks, I am honored and privileged to have Joe Czarnecki with me, former fellow member of the Wisconsin Election Commission, a former assembly representative, a former senator, former county supervisor. He'll be back with me on the other side of the break. But he did say, go out there and protest. So folks, tomorrow, go to Madison, go to the Capitol, 3:30 Central Time, and go protest for a fair judiciary and against this kind of anti-democratic attacks. We'll be back with Joe Czarnecki in a minute, folks.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. I'm honored to have with me tonight former Wisconsin Election Commission member Joe Czarnecki. And I really think it's important for people to think about what happened to Joe and other folks like him. And, you know, Joe served for 6 months on the Wisconsin Election Commission. He was appointed by the governor. And as he said before the break, virtually 95% of the votes he took as a member of the Wisconsin Election Commission were unanimous, meaning Joe and I and four other commissioners, even Bob Spindell, who is a, you know, I call him a renegade commissioner because he's a believer in the Trump illusion and the fake electors, but more on that later. We voted together. And so, Joe, you go to the Senate for your Senate confirmation hearing. Why, or how did you perceive it? Why weren't you approved if virtually there was, right, no reason for you not to serve?
Well, there was a public hearing before the Senate Elections Committee on my appointment. And I think they essentially asked me two questions. One dealt with the pandemic and polling places in the city of Milwaukee during 2020, which I certainly had no control over. And the other question they asked me numerous times was, why did I abstain from the vote to reappoint Megan Wolf as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission? And what I explained to them was there was no vacancy. She was legally a holdover in that position, and therefore there was absolutely no reason to reappoint her. She was already there. And again, they kept asking me that question over and over again. And then the thing that you know, probably hurt me the most personally was when two state senators, you know, accused me of violating the law by abstaining on that vote. And, you know, I don't know what law I violated, but I'll leave that up to them. But, you know, I found it interesting that, you know, the day before my actual confirmation vote in the full Senate came up is that the Republican legislators in a filing in state court, you know, admitted that they were wrong and I was right, that they had no authority to appoint someone as administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, that JCLO, the Joint Legislative Committee organization, had no right to make an appointment, and that it was just a symbolic vote. And therefore, you know, my vote was a proper vote. They agreed with me. So I think that was the only reason. In fact, that was the only reason given on the Senate floor during my debate. There was only one Republican senator who spoke.
You know, I want folks to hear what Joe said and think about it. The Senate and the Senate leader, LeMahieu, right? I always mispronounce his name. My apologies, Senator. The day before Joe's hearing, the Senate files a legal document in court, not just this political nonsense talking about, but actually what the law was. And they admitted in court that the Senate never had the authority to discuss the confirmation because there was no proposed confirmation there. That Megan Wolf was a legal holdover. And that everything was symbolic, but it wasn't symbolic because it cost Joe his time. Now, to be true, we don't get paid to serve on the election commission. Get what, $110 something for a meeting, right? That's so nobody's doing this for money, but it's to do service and to fight for democracy. And the day before they hear, and Joe appears before them, they admit that everything Joe said at the meeting on the vote on Megan Wolf was legal and correct. Now, to me, this is kind of hypocrisy and bullying that's just seems to me crosses the line in Wisconsin, and we're in a new arena. And, you know, we've seen it at a couple other times. Dean Knutson, the former chair of the election commission, after I served as the first chair, he had the integrity to, at a Wisconsin election commission meeting, say Donald Trump lost. We counted the votes fair and square, and Donald Trump lost. I'm a conservative. I voted for Trump, but we lost, and we need to end it. And his own party ran him out and off the commission. I mean, that kind of vindictiveness of their own people. I mean, Dean Knutson helped create the election commission, drafted the legislation with Speaker Voss. And Speaker Voss let Dean Knutson get run out of town for telling the truth. And the truth is Donald Trump lost. Biggest loser ever. Now he's an indicted criminal. But this small group of people continue to pound. We had Marge Bosselman, right, Joe? And also fellow commissioner. Lifetime Republican out of Green Lake.
Yeah, Marge told me she voted for Donald Trump twice, and they're trying to run her out.
Not only trying, right? They filed a lawsuit to throw her off the commission, right? And so, I mean, folks, somebody, and we need folks out there, needs to call Voss up. Our Senate, somebody has to get some sense and integrity and belief in people again. We need to go back to moving Wisconsin forward. And I don't like to get preachy, but Joe, you got the last 30 seconds here. What's your lesson to people?
Vote, vote, vote. Be active as you possibly can. This is insanity by the Republicans in the state legislature. And the only way we can rectify that situation is get out on election day and vote.
And thank you, Joe. And in the meantime, folks, there's a rally tomorrow for an independent judiciary and against Voss's anti-democratic actions, 3:30 at the state capitol. You can protest tomorrow and you can vote soon. So, thank you. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. Thank you, Joe Czarneski. I'm going to miss you on Elections Commission. Good night, folks.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.